Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 161. Apple's polishing cloth finally arrives along with a revealing review. Happy New Year. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's now go to the show. In this first episode of 2022, we will review the Apple polishing cloth, which I finally received. For most U.S. shoppers, their shipment has also been delayed until January at the earliest, so the review is timely even with its earlier launch. I've been using it rigorously over the past week to give you my initial review. Ironically, Apple's most anticipated 2021 products have all been delivered, including the iPhone 13 and all its iterations, Apple Watch Series 7, iPad Mini, iPad, AirPods 3, and new MacBook Pros, many of which I eagerly spent weeks waiting for. I've been an Apple user for many years and never recall waiting as long as I have for the Apple polishing cloth. It sold out for months. I read the other reviews and look forward to doing my own unbiased review. This is an interesting review from a person who keeps their Apple hardware in pristine condition. We'll be using some analogies in this episode to get the point across. The first analogy is buying a $75,000 car and using a brush at the drive-through car wash or an old towel to clean the finish. For some people, it's okay. For me, it would never happen, to put it politely. Now, most consumer Apple hardware doesn't quite cost that much, but an equipped MacBook Pro isn't expensive, costing between $2,000 and $4,000 US. Needless to say, my standards were high. The Apple polishing cloth comes in an unassuming box, much like the other Apple product packaging. You pull the tab to remove a thin line piece of tape and slide it open. Inside, you'll find the cloth inside and a piece of cardstock with detailed usage instructions. You can see pictures at the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. But unlike other Apple accessories, this box is a bit different. It opens like an envelope, revealing the polishing cloth nicely folded up behind a lip. It's a wide box for what this product is, but when you open it, it is instantly clearly why. Apple doesn't want any creases or fold marks on their cloth out of the box, and so they've carefully folded it into a teardrop shape to prevent any markings. The square cloth measures 6.3 inches by 6.3 inches and is soft to the touch and is definitely much firmer than some of the other comparable products. The experts over at iFixit analyzed the cloth and it turns out that the cloth is made of two pieces stitched together, which makes it markedly thicker. The double design makes a huge difference since all microfiber cleaning cloths aren't exactly two-sided. Yet it does add weight, making it easier to maneuver on a variety of devices. The material itself is nearly identical to the inside of both of a smart cover for an iPad or that of a silicone iPhone's case inside. The Apple website calls it soft, non-abrasive material, which makes sense since it's made of microfiber. I noticed that it also happens to have a smaller footprint than a typical cloth, as well as an Apple logo stitched into the bottom left corner. I want to make this point crystal clear. It is not your typical microfiber cloth. You can tell that immediately. The critics who are comparing it are doing it very laxly. A humorous analogy is me playing guitar. Both Neil Young and I know how to play the same instrument. Is one of us better? Yes. Seriously, it is better than what I have normally seen from any microfiber cloth companies. So calling it the same as another microfiber cloth is not the same. Let me now give you my review of using the cloth on Apple devices. it works surprisingly well, gliding easily on the screen of an iPhone, MacBook, iPad, or Apple Watch, and it definitely removes those nasty smudges, even when you haven't cleaned your screen for a while. Apple's card that comes inside says it's safe for use on all Apple displays and surfaces. The listing adds that the polishing cloth, capital P, capital C, is compatible with 88 different Apple products. For infrequently cleaning of hard-to-remove smudges or nanotextured glass, a 70% isopropyl alcohol solution may be used. For larger devices, you will need to wipe a few times given the size of the cloth, but it still feels effortless. This Apple polishing cloth was originally designed to clean nanotextured displays and was included in the Pro Display XDR. Now that Apple is selling it as a standalone product, it makes sense that the list of compatible devices is substantially longer. I'd recommend being careful with the Apple polishing cloth. The light gray color could easily get quite dirty if used to clean up liquids or other types of marks that may be left by food. It's unclear currently if there are safe ways to clean the polishing cloth. It's not a cloth, and I would not put it in the washing machine. But since we aren't quite sure what it's made of, I would avoid trying anything that crazy. Is it better than other cloths? Yes, I believe it is much better. There are some that are close, that are a few dollars less that I use for my vehicle. But why compromise when you come to your expensive devices? For those Apple users who want to stick with the company's $19 high-end polishing cloth, this option accomplishes exactly what it is set out to do. Could an argument be made that there are competitors that might do as well? Sure. Bottom line, I am glad I bought it and I will use it. Apple's polishing cloth is sold at Apple retail stores if you can find one that is open due to the Omicron COVID virus. And it's sold on Apple.com. That's where I got mine. I hope all Mac Minutes listeners had a happy holiday season. If you would like to reach me, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com. Go to Twitter at @minutes_Mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to the podcast on Apple iTunes, please leave us a review. Our Mac Minutes host webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. And we do have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we are online, we have our social media group, and you have a special invitation to join the Mac Minutes podcast group available on Facebook. You can provide input, special events, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. I also share articles from other knowledgeable tech journalists that I believe are informative. In fact, we have a special event with world-renowned Apple tutorial expert Dan Wasink on Wednesday, January 12th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. You can find information at the Alaskan Apple Users Group webpage at akappleug.com. Again, that's akappleug.com. Thank you again for listening, and the Mac Minutes podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We are looking forward to a better 2022. We will talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Again, Happy New Year. Thank you.